Governor Sarah Palin was back in the national spotlight today at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Miami. She first took questions from reporters at a press conference that lasted only 4 minutes. Palin then gave a speech to the assembled governors. She began by summing up the last few months.
I very briefly expanded my wardrobe. I made a few speeches, met a few VIPs, including those who really impact society, like Tina Fey. And aside from that, it was pretty much same old since we last gathered.
Palin spent several minutes reflecting on her failed bid for the vice presidency with running mate John McCain. She said she was proud to have shared the Republican ticket with the senator, calling it the honor of a lifetime. Despite big losses in last week's election, Palin told the Republican governors their party would rise to fight again.
We are now the minority party, but let us resolve not to become the negative party, too eager to find fault or unwilling to help in this time of crisis and war. Losing an election does not have to mean losing our way. And for governors, the way forward leads through our own state capitals in reforms that we will carry on or begin anew.
Palin has soaked up a lot of attention from the media this week. She has appeared on CNN's Larry King Live, NBC's Today Show, and Fox News. Today's press conference and speech were broadcast on C-SPAN. Palin hasn't commented much on her plans for the next general election in 2012, but she hasn't ruled out seeking the presidency.